I want one, probably through, I guess, seven. Reads like this. It says, woe to them that are at ease in Zion, and trust in the mountains of Samaria, which are named chief of the nations, to whom the house of Israel came. Pass ye into Calanah and see, and from thence go ye to Hamath the great. Then go down to Gath of the Philistines. Are they better than these kingdoms? Are these borders greater than your borders? You that put far away the evil day and cause the seed of violence to come near, but lie upon beds of ivory and stretch themselves upon their couches, and eat the lambs out of the flock and the calves out of the midst of the stall. They chant to the sound of the viol and the image to themselves, instruments of music like David. They drink wine and bowls, and anoint themselves with the chief ointments. But they are not grieved for their afflictions of Joseph. Therefore now shall they go captive with the first that go captive, and the banquet of them that stretch themselves shall be removed. I want to go back to 6:1. Woe to them that are at ease in Zion. Brother, will you pray with Mrs. Knight? You know, I want to preach a little simple message tonight, taking it easy in Zion. They possessed power and prosperity, but had come complacent about their sin. They believed that the material success proved they were living under God's blessing. They felt confident that God's judgment would never come. Likewise, prosperity and a comfortable lifestyle can cause us to drift into a worldly lifestyle where a deep and abiding hunger for God no longer exists. Ease is defined as comfort, relaxation, and freedom from pain, stress, or anxiety. Ease means to release or move away from pressure, tension, or anxiety. Complacent means self-satisfied and unconcerned. I'm telling you now, tonight we living in a world, in a church age, that's taking it easy in Zion. I'm telling you tonight, they don't care where they don't matter where you go to, brother, tonight. They're at ease. They seem like they don't care. They don't see their need to draw nigh to God no more. They don't see their need for the house of God no more. They don't see their need. I'm telling you tonight, we got to see our need to draw close to God, to come near to Him. I'm telling you, it's not over with yet. You're not made it yet. We can't take it easy. We ain't got to take it easy now. Right. We need to assemble ourselves together here in these last days. I'm telling you tonight, how you know to be taking it easy. Look at your church world. Look at your pews. They begin to come empty. They don't care. They're unconcerned. I'm telling you, they're going about their ways, doing this and doing that. They don't care about the house of God no more. They're going to go spiritually. They don't care. They don't see their need. They don't see their need tonight. I'm telling you, they're taking it easy. They're taking it easy. But I'm telling you, one day, he said, peace, peace, sudden destruction is going to come upon the land. I'm telling you tonight, we need to be prayed up. We need to be fasted up. We need to be packed up. We need to be ready to go. But there's so many people that's just sitting in back, taking it easy. It reminds me of the church of Laces of Zion. You know, in the book of Revelation, you know, he said, I have somewhat against thee, as thou left thy first love. I'm telling you, the church now has done left their first love. They don't see their need no more to come to the house of God. They don't see their need no more to pray. They're just taking it easy. They don't see it tonight. But I'm telling you tonight, you need to get along with God. You need to seek His face.
tonight.
Not that we take it at ease. You take it at ease and sign. I'm telling you tonight, he told one of the churches in Revelation, he said, you're neither cold nor hot, but you lukewarm, and he's going to spew you out of his mouth tonight. I'm telling you, a lukewarm church, it'll nauseate him at his stomach, it'll please him at his stomach. I tell you, he's going to spew you out in a great tribulation period if you don't watch his steps.
Right.
Take it at ease. It's
right.
Take it at ease. You know, I'm telling you tonight, that's where those enemy wants to get us at. He wants to get us at a place where you complacent, where you just lukewarm, where you're not moving, where you're not drawing close to God. But he said, draw nigh to God, and I will draw nigh to you.
Right.
We need to draw nigh to him tonight.
Right.
Nigh to him. I don't want to be cold. I want to be on fire for him. I'm thinking about revival. We're fetching a cold too. I want to be revived. I want to see revival. But it's up to us. We got to move. We got to move with the Spirit. We got to be sensitive to the Spirit.
Right.
That's what we got to do.
Right.
No more taking it easy and sighing. You know, so many people, they folding their hands to sleep. They sleepy Christians. They don't want to move. I'm telling you, week after week, the man of God pours out his heart, and they don't want to move. I'm telling you what it is tonight. It's taking it easy and time.
Man.
It's taking it easy. I don't want to be one that's on the easy road. I want to be one that's fired up and ready to go.
That's right, man. That's right.
Taking it easy. And Zion.
Man.
I'm telling you, that's the church world that we're living in.
Yes.
You can go out and make places where you can come here. They just sit back, not moving, complacent, happy where he had. I'm telling you tonight, we got to see our need to grow closer to God after we get saved. These old time salvation, I'm telling you, after we get in, these old time sanctification, I'm telling you, after you get sanctified holy, these old fashioned Holy Ghost baptism, and it don't stop there. These nine other gifts of the Spirit, we need to be seeking after. We don't need to be taking it easy. We need to go close to Mark tonight.
Right.
I'm telling you, it's not a time to sit back. It's not the time to get complacent and cold. We need to be fired up. I'm telling you, the church world we're living in today, it seems like they just sleep. That little slumber, the little folding of hands asleep. I'm telling you, it's no more than getting into a trap. It seems like most of the church world today, they're in a trap. They have fell into a snare of the fowler. But I'm telling you tonight, you can release yourself. I'm telling you, these power of this gospel, never wanted to please. Through the Greek and also through the Gentiles.
Right.
Jews also through the Greek.
That's right.
I'm empowering this gospel.
Right.
To set ones free. I'm telling you, I'm looking for a work around here. I'm looking for the Lord to do stuff around here. All we have to do is stay stirred. Stay shaking. That's where it's all at.
Right.
Stay shaking.
Man.
I'm telling you, I want to be one that be sensitive to the Spirit. I want to be one that be no more than was with Samuel. Speak on thy servant here thee tonight. I want to have all that earwax pulled out of my ears where I can hear what thus said the Lord.
That's right. Amen.
I'm telling you, I want to see revival. It says in one part of the book of Psalms, he said, will thou not revive us again, for we can rejoice in thee. I'm telling you tonight, that's what we need, Bertrand. We need a revival, and we got to be prayed up. We got to be fasted up, and we got to be seeking God.
Right.
Brother Doug can't bring revival in a suitcase. It starts at home. It starts on your knees. It starts with drawing close to God.
That's right.
I'm telling you, when you start getting along with God, I'm telling you, you start kneeling down and you begin to pray. I tell you, that's what God likes. He likes for a man to get along with him and seek his face. Then he can make one sensitive to the Spirit. It comes by prayer.
Amen.
It comes by prayer. I don't want to be complacent tonight. I'm telling you, my Bible tells me the fire of God shall always be burning upon the altar. I'm telling you, it's always there. He said, the one place I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, you present your body a living sacrifice. That's what I want to do. I want to be that living sacrifice for Him. That's what I want tonight. I don't want to be cold and complacent. I want to be one who can move it.
Right.
Woo! That's what He desires. I'm telling you tonight, He desires to see you move on forward. Move on forward. I'm telling you tonight, if you ain't going forward, you just standing still. I'm telling you, you don't keep water moving, it'll stagnate. We got to keep the Holy Ghost turning and churning and building up in us.
Right.
You go to a pond or a river, and it's just standing still. You see that water stagnating. I'm telling you, you go to the mountains, you see that water running. Ain't no stagnation there. And that's the same way it is with you. If you moving, if you praying, if you seeking God, I'm telling you that water's turning. It's turning. You keep it turning. I'm telling you, before you know it, you can get under this fire where the glory comes out. That's where we need to be tonight.
Right.
Bless the Lord.
That's where we need to be tonight. I tell you tonight, I love when you got times all alone with Christ the Lord. That's where it's all at. It's where we can draw nigh to Him. But I'm telling you, all the enemies of hell will come against one that wants to get close to God, that wants to be closer. I'm telling you, that's what I want. Just a little closer walk with Him.
Right.
We can't never get too close when we think our salvation on solid rock. We don't quick say it tonight. I'm telling you tonight, we need to go ahead and push our way through that altar of prayer.
Yes.
But I tell you, a praying church, that's where it's at. You look at the day of Pentecost, where Pentecostal was birthed. You know, they wasn't cold, they wasn't complacent, they was moving, they was sensitive to the Spirit. It was in the mind of Peter and John when they went up to the temple at the third hour to pray, and there was a man there standing for alms, and he fastened his eyes on Peter and John to look at him, said to receive something of them. He said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have I give to thee. By the name of Jesus, arise and walk. I'm telling you tonight, that's what He desires to do. That's what He desires to do tonight.
Right.
Amen. He desires to revive one. You know, that man went on into the temple of God, leaping and praising and glorifying God.
That's right.
That's what kind of God we serve. You know, He changes not. He's the same today, same tomorrow, and forevermore.
Yes.
Who changes, Berlin? I tell you who will change if you don't stay on His face. Oh, Frankie will change. I'm telling you tonight, but He don't change.
Right.
He changes not.
That's right.
You know what brings forth change like I'm talking about? Going back is when you're taking it easy. You're taking it easy. You don't see you need to come to church on Sunday morning. You don't see you need to come to church on Sunday night. You don't see you need to assemble yourself on Wednesday night. I tell you, we live in a church age now. It seems like an hour and a half a week is enough for them, or 2 hours on Sunday morning is enough for them. But I'm telling you tonight, when I got saved, the Lord put a deep down hunger in me for the things of God, to be in the house of God. But I'm telling you, people don't see the need no more.
Right.
They don't see the need no more.
Yes.
You know, people today's time, they'd rather go down to the Hartwell Lake and be on church on Sunday. They'd rather go out and do their pleasures on Sunday. But that's why my Bible tells me, you know, in the last days, Men that be lovers of pleasures and more lovers of God, they have a form of godliness, but deny the power thereof. That's where we're at today. We're in a cold situation. Cold situation. I tell you, people today, seeing their need, that door right there be busting through. They be busting through, but people just don't see their need. They say, well, I can just go on next Sunday. Then make them a little excuse. Maybe I'll go next week or next week. But he ain't seeing the need. They know what I know. He'll be crawling in here every time we have service. I'm telling you, he's coming back. If you look at the world today, this place is going to fall. You look at all the signs that come to pass. Wars and rumors of wars. Pestilence, earthquakes in divers places. I'm telling you, the Bible tells me, when you see the city of Jerusalem, total capacity of armies, look up, because you're ready to draw it down. I'm telling you, he's coming back. You need to be ready to go.
Right.
He's coming back out of that man that's moving, and that's working for him. You know, I want to do my part. You know, I brought it up a little while ago. You know, the fire shall ever be a burning upon the altar. My brother, we got to have wood coaters to keep that fire ablaze. If you'll go back and check me out, when that fire never did go out by day or night, I tell you, the children of Israel, they had people in the camp. They kept toting wood. They kept the fire burning. That's the same way it is here tonight, brothers and sisters. We wood coaters. Let's keep the fire burning.
Right.
Let's keep it burning. Let's keep it blazed. I'm telling you, when that little fire burning, it draws. I'm telling you, you can have a fire right down here in Homeland Park. You see how many people that are drawn to the scene. That's the same way it is when you get a Pentecostal fire burning. See, don't it draw? It'll draw people. He said, if I be lifted up, I draw all men to me.
Right.
You know, I'm lifting up the Son of Man. And he said, he'll draw all to him.
Right.
Even as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, he said, even so much the Son of Man be lifted up. I'm lifting him up tonight, church. I know what he can do.
That's right.
I know what he can do. You know, I come out of a church where we didn't have many in attendance. We didn't have many people. But these times, we had the Lord there.
Right.
You know, we had the Lord. He said, we're two or three are gathered together in his name. He's in the midst. He's in the midst of us. As long as we keep praying, we keep seeking God, we see our need for him. I'm telling you, he's going to work for us. He's going to work on our behalf. As long as we're still in the way, as long as we have a prayer life, I'm telling you tonight, we got to pour out. We got to pour out before God. If we want to see things in these last days, we got to pour out before him at an altar of prayer.
Right. Amen.
You know, it reminds me of the Book of Kings, where that lady, she had two sons, and she went to the prophet. She said, he's coming to get my two sons to be able to bring them into bondage and be servants or slaves. And you know, and she went to the man of God. He said, what do you have in the house? She said, I have a little bit of oil in the cruse. That's all she had, was a little bit of oil. And he said, I tell you what to do. He said, you go out to your neighbors, using my own words, and you go out in the streets, and you bar vessels, bar not a few, and you come in, you and your sons, and you shut the door, and you pour out, and you take a set aside which is full. I'm telling you tonight what that little old lady was doing. She was pouring her heart out to God, and he was supplying her need. I tell Shemakandeshariah, if we just pour out to God, he's going to help us, church.
Right.
And we'll just pour out to him. Pour out. You know, that's what I want to do. During this revival, I want to empty out self. I want to empty out all myself. I want to pour it out. I want to take and make sure it's crucified and it's dead. I want to take and let me in a place where the Lord, he can pour into me. He can pour into me what I need to have.
Right.
We got to see our need, though, church.
We got to see the need to draw closer to Him.
Yes.
People just get so satisfied.
That's right.
You only get satisfied. So, well, I'm saved. I'm sanctified. I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. I know the Lord was to come. I'll be ready. But we also need to be stirred. We need revival.
Yes.
We need a revival in the midst of the land. You know, there ain't no be no worldwide revival no more. But I believe this, that He's going to pour out His Spirit on the remnant, on the faithful few, on the ones that wants it. That's the ones going to get revival. We got to see our need. I'm telling you tonight, I want to shake off all the things that the enemy tries to bring against my mind. I want to shake off all the stuff I don't need, all the lukewarmness. I want to shake it off. I want to take me on fire for Him. You know, we have enough preached Word of God around here, brother. We ought to be fired up before the evangelist even comes.
Right.
You know, it's no more than Brother Horace. He stays in the book of Revelations. That's right where we at. That's right where we at. We're in a time and age now where the church can be raptured out any time. But we got to see our need to draw close to Him. You know, the Bible tells me there be two in the bed, one taking and the other left. Two should be binding together at the meal, one taking and the other left. I'm telling you, I don't want to be one left behind. The ones left behind is what is cold and complacent.
That's right.
Cold and complacent. Don't see their need. Don't see their need. You know, I said my spiritual eye. You know, after the rapture takes place and the great tribulation period comes forth, the house of God is going to be filled to the brim. They're going to be preachers left behind. They're going to be left behind in the great tribulation. They know that they need to draw nigh to God, but they don't go cold. They don't grow cold on the complacent. They done got worried about more than that 10% falling in the offer plate. It was lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. And that day come upon them unaware. But I want to be one that's looking for His coming. You know, if you go on back to Matthew 25, I tell you what, I feel the preacher. You go on to Matthew 25, and the five wise and the five foolish virgins. I'm telling you, they said all of them were virgins tonight, but five of them had their lamps trimmed. They had oil, and it was burning. But the five foolish virgins, five foolish tonight, they didn't see their need to have oil. They didn't see their need to be prayed up. And when the bridegroom come, the ones that were ready went in, and the door was shut. And when the other ones went without oil, they come getting a knock. And He said, I never knew you. You depart from me. You worker of iniquity. They're going to be weeping and gnashing of the teeth.
Right. That's right.
That's what kind of church age we're living in. You know, when a bridegroom comes, they're not going to be ready. They ain't going to be ready when He calls. I'm telling you, why ain't they going to be ready? Because they don't see their need. Right. You know what it says in the book of Revelation? Go hear what the Spirit said unto the church. You know, we need to be hearing the Word of God. We don't need to be letting it fall on deaf ears tonight. We need to be a doer of the Word of God and not a hearer only. These so many times we come in the house of God and we just hearing it and we're not doing it. But I'm telling you tonight, that doers of the Word of God, they're the ones that's going to be justified.
Right.
The doers. I want to be a doer and not a slothful hearer only. I want to put wings on my faith. You know, if we take and tell this one, be there warm, and we don't give him what he needs, we don't give him a jacket to put on, you know what I'm saying? The faith without works is dead. We got to have works with it. Works with it. Church, I tell you, I feel the Lord here. He's here in a special way tonight. You know He's coming back after us as long as we see our need. We see our need for Him. That's the way it was back in the book of Genesis. You know, when Moses, no, excuse me, it was Noah.
He preached 120 years. He told them it was going to rain. He said it's going to rain. But you got to take place of them days. They never seen rain before. You know, the abyss come out of the ground and watered the earth. But he said it was going to rain. And they didn't believe him. It was cold. They didn't believe the man of God until it started raining. Until the ship started up. And it began to float. I can tell you there was people there knocking on that arch door. But I'm telling you, the door of mercy was shut. The Lord will shut his people in.
Right.
He'll shut them in.
Yeah.
And as I'm telling you tonight, the door of mercy is open. As long as we see our need to call on him. We see our need to call on him tonight. The salvation there for the lost. The sanctification for the ones that saved. The Holy Ghost baptism for the ones that sanctified. But we had to have a need. We had to see it. Brother, the church I was in, I tell you, we had a bunch of people there. Hadn't had the baptism with the Holy Ghost. Been going to church 12 or 13 years. I ain't said there's nobody here. They were going to church 12 or 13 years. And I remember telling my pastor, I said, I don't want to be like that. I don't want to be in church 12, 13, or 15 years and not receive the blessings of God. I'm telling you tonight, you got to see your need. It's needful today, church. He says, I'll leave you a comforter. We need a comforter here in these last days. We need him now more than ever. We got to see our need. We got to see our need to draw nigh to God. We got to see our need to pull off the old coat and put on the new. We got to see our need to crucify the works of the flesh. We got to see our need tonight. A lot of people don't see their need. They don't see it. They don't see it. They get set in their own ways. They get set in their own ways. Say, move me if you can. But I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost anointing is like a hammer that breaks the